Hello love, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. I am Luna Lejuste, your host, a mindset and manifestation expert, and I am here to unbrainwash you from any limitations that you have and reprogram your mind to expect the best and create the life you want. And more than anything, a life you love. Thank you for listening to me. Give it a follow, a subscribe. I'm gonna also ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. Thank you so much for doing that, and let's dive deep. Welcome to a 4.0 visionary episode that is gonna shake your soul and expand your powers. And I don't care what the freaking patriarchic system is saying. I don't care what the world wants you to think. Being successful has nothing to do with what you do. It has nothing to do with what you achieve, with what you collect, with what you possess, with the amount of money on your bank account, or with your followers, your fake followers. You can pretend all of it, you will still feel freaking empty at the end, always chasing something. Being successful has nothing to do with what you do. Being successful has everything to do with your humanity. And nobody's talking about that. I discovered that recently that your success is defined by the amount of safety people feel and felt in your presence. Let me repeat that. Your success is defined by the amount of safety people feel and felt in your presence. And by missing that right now, I am activating DNA code within your system. How you make people feel safe, either a memory, it's a vibe, that transcends time and space. There is no bigger reward than that. We are all looking for safety. This is our primal instinct, something subconscious and conscious at the same time. We look for safety, we want safety, and we need safety to live. We need safety like animals and all the beings, all living forms on Earth are looking for safety, for shelter, whatever you call it. So I have a question for you. Do you feel safe in your life? Not all the time, right? Because the outside world is fucked up and fucking up with your mind and manipulating your sense of safety. And so in life, you can't create and build something without safety. Safety is what makes the world moves. People are creating safety for themselves or to provide for someone else. You can't be your true love without feeling safe. You can't have a business without feeling safe in your mind and body, or you will fuck it up. You can't create a healthy family without feeling safe to do so. You can't make more money without feeling safe in your subconscious mind and in your body. You can't have your dream clients. You can't have your true friendships, authentic connections, beautiful collaborations, communities. They can't exist without creating safety between you and them. This is going beyond trust. So I have developed the ability to stop my judgment. I mean, I judge people in my head like everyone else. We all have this inner critic voice, judging everyone and everything all the time, right? But every time I naturally create a safe space where I allow people to be, I've always been. And this is a wonderful gift that I have, and gosh, I am blessed and I don't take it for granted. And people can sense that. Because every time I make people feel safe, something happens for me and for them. And it's exactly what happens when you do it too. When people are in a vulnerable state, no matter if it's dark or light, when people come to me and express and decide to trust me, when you tap into this unique feeling of feeling safe that everyone is looking for, when you make other people feel safe with you naturally, when you make other people feel safe around you, that's your humanity. And more than anything, when you make people feel safe to be themselves with you, this is true power. Because no one is truly allowing that today. Everyone is hiding, paranoid, trying to overprotect themselves. And God, we don't talk about emotion around here, right? You don't make people feel safe only with your presence, but also with your energy, because we all are energy. We share energy all the freaking time, and when you're afar and you don't have other choices than to use social media, when you create a safe container for people to express themselves, to allow their emotions, when you're opening and listening, this is a door that opens everything for you. No matter what you did or didn't do, no matter what you screwed up, no matter what you failed at, no matter what you said or didn't say, people and the outside world can never, ever take from you the level of safety you can give to yourself and you can give them or have given. Now, this is your legacy. This is how people will remember you. How you make them feel safe. How you have made them feel safe at one moment of their life. This is your true power. The more safety you create, the more powers in humanity you activate. And let me tell you that everything is following behind that. Abundance, money, opportunities, whatever. And people will never forget that about you, even if they want to talk shit about you and put you down. And this is probably why people hold grudges. Because that unique feeling of safety that you once provided was taken away from them. That was deep. Thank you for listening. I will see you in the next episode.